Year 12, 1990, Local History Option. Migration and its impact on the Berwick District. The migrant intake in the Berwick area was increased after World War II and the decades following. My option is to gather information on the different types of migrants who established themselves in the Berwick District. First interview with Gerda Moritz from Germany. She now lives in the Upper Beaconsfield area. What year did you leave whatever country you came from?
Yeah, I came from Germany in 1960.
Right.
Take that on your recording, sorry, off I can.
And what was the main reason that you left Germany?
Well, partly it was adventure, and partly because we had a job offered here in Australia. My husband came from VW, so it was a little bit of both.
Right. So you came out with your husband. Did you have children then?
No, no. We got married a fortnight before we came out, and then we came out.
Right. Why did you choose Upper Beak or Berwick to settle in?
Well, because it was a nice area. We drove around and looked for land, and we saw this and fell in love with it and bought it, and that was it.
So your husband came out here with a job lined up?
Yes. He worked what used to be VW in Clayton, and later on became Nissan.
So that was your main reason for leaving Germany?
Yes.
What do you think, what role do you think migrants play in the development of Australia? Do you think it's an important role?
Yes, very much so, I think so. Well, they bring their customs with them and their foods and their culture, their songs and music, and it adds to the whole of Australia. It adds to the cultural development of Australia very much. I've seen a lot of changes in the times that I've been here since 1960.
Yeah.
Enriches Australia, I think.
What do you think the impact of migrants has been on Berwick and Upper Beaconsfield? Has your contribution to it changed it in any way, or?
I don't know about that. I don't think so many migrants settled in this area. It's more in the suburbs that people settle normally. I can't think of a great many migrants within the area. I know a few, but they're not very many. I don't know that they have made much of an impact. Well, quite a few of them, of course, are craftsmen. For instance, my husband is a woodworker, and we know the Petrocellis, they're Italians, they're potters. He's Italian and she's American. And then two doors up from us, we have some Americans sitting there. Two of the men is a potter. So quite a few craftsmen have settled in the area. That, I think, could be a contribution.
What differences do you see in Australia from Germany in terms of education, social services, working, housing? Did they differ greatly from Australia?
Yes, quite a lot. I mean, you have to compare the size of the country, which is, Germany, for instance, is roughly the size of Victoria, but there are a lot more people living there, and there are not so many people living here, and consequently, this country is not as developed as Germany, and also this is a very young country. Germany was settled about 2,000 years ago, and Australia was settled very recently. So naturally there are lots of differences. I think it's entirely an entirely different world, Europe to Australia. What is so beautiful about Australia is that it is a young country and people have maybe more opportunities here. You don't have, well, now we're moving into an era, of course, where you need a lot of qualifications, but the first years when we came here, you didn't have to have so many qualifications for doing something. If you thought you could do something, you could do it well, then you could do that thing. But in Germany, you have to have qualifications for everything. And even as a sales a person somewhere, you do an apprenticeship. You do apprenticeship, 3-year apprenticeships for any job you can imagine.
Right.
You just can't take on a job like that. You know, you really, people are, in a way, better educated. Because then you go, for instance, you go into a shop and you ask it, you get an answer and not just, I don't know.
Mm.
Really, people know what they're doing and they're thoroughly trained.
Mm.
It's a great difference I can see. And as far as schooling goes, I do think that people work harder, although the actual school hours are shorter, but they do have an awful lot of homework.
Mm-hmm.
They only have about 5 hours school every day,
mm-hmm.
but then the rest of the day is taken up with homework. They really don't have to work hard.
Right.
No, I mean, you do too, in 12, I know,
yeah.
but there it's right from the
right from
start.
Primary
yeah,
school,
yeah,
practically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School starts a year later. That is one thing. Yeah, people start with six years old.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been back to Germany?
Yes, I've been back several times.
Yeah.
Actually, I was last back this year.
Have you ever brought like visitors or encouraged people back to Australia with you?
Yes, I have, and a few people have come, but not too many. It is very far. Australia is very far to everybody.
That's about all I've got.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.